course, years ago, the lad working on the farms, you know, used to have to learn a little bit at the time as he went along through life. When you was a boy and couldn't do much stack building or anything like that, in which you know you couldn't, the old stacker, the old head man, would say, "Get up there, boy, and put a few of them sheaves round there behind me to lay 'em a bit, so that someday when you get older, you'll be able to see how to bind a stack, and you'll be only too pleased to think that you've built a nice stack for to keep the rain out." So I thought myself, I'll try it. So old Chip says, "Take hold of the bonds, lay them all one way. Don't you cock them up there. Now let me tell you that straight." He says, "If you cock them up, you'll be throwing them in all over the stack. They'll hang up in them. But if you lay them down, it's just as easy for you to lay them round the right way as wrong." They was all tied up with hand bonds that time today, you know. Want no self-binders about. Not in my time. All done swapped, what we call swapped. All tied up with bonds. And I don't expect there's many in Ireland would know how to make a corn bond now for twist them together and tie the knot. I've been at it many and many a day for a little few coppers. When I had my school holler before I ever went to work, threepence and fourpence a day making bonds and tying a few up to help the poor old men out. Well, that was jolly good fun that time of day, having your food out in the fields, you know. A little bit of bacon and whatever you'd got and few cold vegetables. The worst part of it was we had such beautiful summers that time of the day, and it was tremendous hot. We used to put what we call a shock up and get underneath them for sit and have our food in the shade for a little while. They didn't stop very long, you know, the old men didn't. No fear. They had to work jolly hard because they had to take it so much acre, you know. About 15, 16 shillings acre, sometimes less than that, to cut it and tie it and shock it. Well, they did make a good job of it. You didn't see the corn littering on the ground that time of the day as you do now. I never see such a thing in my life as I did a few years ago. A farmer, was going to cut his corn. He got his binder there. And I said to the chip, "What was on the binder?" I said, "You ain't an edge yet." And I edged it and tied it all up, round for the machine to get round. "Oh," he says, "we don't bother about that now. They ain't got time for that. We got to go through it." I said, "I should think you have." I said, "I never see such disgraceful farming in my life. The corn what was laid on there," I said, "and I ain't got much patience for these other things what become out. These are your, what do they call them? Not binders, the combines." I said, I had a look round at the field one day. I don't know whether the chap quite understood it. I shouldn't think hardly he did. I'm not going to condemn it. I stood and looked at it. But really, to my surprise, I see nearly as much corn laying on the ground as there was went through that ear machine. I said afterwards, what a wicked thing that was for all that corn to lay. If they got some chicken and pigs, when we didn't get much. Most of our old farmers would hire a boy or two, what one big enough to work and tend the pigs in the field for pick the leasings up. That was what we call, and then they used to let the people lease. I've had the many a year leasing. We've got a sack of wheat a year, picked up with hands, and bound it, and the old threshing man would thresh it out for us, and we used to send it to the mill to have it ground for flour. I've heard some say, you can't make good bread out of English wheat. Damn it, I said, we used to have a sack every year, or sometimes over, and you know we send it down to the mill? That would come back, the old miller would keep the bran and the sharps what he got out of it, and you know, he'd send their flour back. As I told you just now, my mother did make some nice bread, and that was what we picked up with our own hands out in the field when we went to school.